Welcome to the Policy Brief. Today we're exploring the future of medical marijuana access in Georgia. The discussion includes legislation, patient impact, and clinical realities. Joining us is Dr. Dawson, a holistic medical cannabis advocate. Doctor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin with policy strategy. What changes to Georgia's medical marijuana regulations are you advocating for?
This past summer, Georgia's Blue Ribbon Study Committee traveled around the state gathering input from stakeholders. I based my recommendations on that input and on what patients tell me during their consultations. I encourage lawmakers to focus on three priorities: better access, more product variety, and improved safety. Better access means better affordability. Cannabis used as medicine should not be taxed. Physicians should be able to recommend it for any condition they believe it may help. On product variety, we need to lift the 5% THC cap. We need more delivery systems beyond oral and topical. We need full-spectrum products for therapeutic benefits from terpenes and minor cannabinoids. We also need more CBD-dominant options to treat anxiety, depression, PTSD, and seizures. And finally, safety. We need transparent third-party testing and accurate labeling. New semi-synthetic cannabinoids require labs with more advanced detection capabilities. Only a handful of labs in the country currently have that technology.
Let's talk about patients. How would these adjustments affect access and clinical outcomes?
In short, access would expand dramatically. Nearly 800,000 Georgians qualify for medical cannabis, yet only about 3% are enrolled. I've practiced holistic obstetrics and gynecology for over 30 years. After stepping back, one thing became clear: the healthcare system is broken, and cannabis is part of the solution. With pending Medicaid cuts and reduced Affordable Care Act support, many patients will struggle. Some will suffer unnecessarily. Improving medical cannabis access offers a safer and more affordable option.
Final question: what barriers exist and what needs to happen next?
Georgia is a conservative state, and stigma remains a major barrier. Unregulated hemp-derived intoxicants also damage credibility. To support legislators, I'm sharing a research document titled Rooted in Evidence. It includes science, history, and clinical data. Many physicians don't realize cannabis was prescribed in the United States as commonly as aspirin just 100 years ago. Veterans can also move the needle. Their voices carry weight with lawmakers. We must reduce stigma. 76% of chronic disease patients use cannabis, but only one-third tell their doctors. I certify patients from all walks of life: veterans, teachers, and even retired judges.
Powerful insights. Dr. Dawson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.